Welcome to the Sunday morning podcast from Kingdom Faith Church in Crawley.
Good morning, everyone. It's an honour to be here and speak before you. I'm just going to pray as well. I know Pastor Victor's just prayed. But Father God, we come to you in Jesus' name. I thank you for your presence. I thank you for the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And I pray as I bring your word that you will touch minds, that you will penetrate hearts. And I pray that we won't just be hearers of the word, but we will be doers. And I just pray, for all of you just to continue in that place, because the word that I'm bringing is about very much about freedom in Christ, that Jesus came to give us abundant life. And I believe, yes, that the Holy Spirit is working in you. The anointing is working to break off things in your lives. In Jesus' name. The title of my sermon is Be Transformed. The first scripture that I have is John 17:17. Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. Now, sanctification means the action or process of being freed from sin or purified. The process of sanctification takes a deliberate action on our part. God has set us apart from the world, and he's called us to be holy as he is holy. When we are born again, we become a new creation in Christ. But our mind, our thinking, did not change. We need to renew our minds. Our minds are so full of negative thinking. They can be negative thinking, fear-based thinking. When we come to Christ, we can have those core beliefs within ourselves that are strong. We can have strongholds in our minds, and it affects our lives. In the Merriam-Webster Dictionary, it defines transformation as a complete or major change in someone or something's appearance or form. A complete change. In order to experience the freedom that Jesus came to give us, we need to abide in his word. Abide means to remain or stay. We need to read it daily. The word of God is living and powerful, sharper than a two-edged sword. We need to read it. I've had many experiences. I take the word, read it out, pray, Holy Spirit, bring revelation to me. As that rhema word comes, then it gives entrance to our hearts. And then it starts to change the core beliefs. It starts to change our hearts. What's on the inside of us. And as Pastor Victor was saying last week, out of our mouth we need to speak, but out of the abundance of our heart, the mouth speaks. You know, I've been a Christian, 29 years? And I'll get into things a bit later, but I've heard so many, we can often say things out of our mouths that are completely contrary to what God says in his word. So we need to be changed. It's the anointing on the word of God that breaks the yoke. And the yoke is anything that binds you. Anything. It could be wrong attitudes. It could be bad habits. Negative thinking about yourself. It can be anything that's contrary to the word of God. So we need to understand how to renew our minds. We need to know that that's important. We need to guard our minds. Studies have shown, and I was quite astounded at this, it kind of almost in my head and a bit thinking about it, but studies have shown that we, on average, have about 6 transient thoughts per minute. And if you work that out in a day, that is 6,000 thoughts. If you are awake for 16 hours a day, some of us more, some of us less, but that is a lot of thoughts going on in our heads. We need to guard our minds. We need to bring those thoughts captive. anything that does not line up with the Word of God. And if you're not renewing your mind and you're not in the Word of God daily and you don't know what God thinks, then you're not going to be able to filter out the wrong thinking. I'm going to just move on to the next scripture. Psalm 1:2, about reading and meditating on the Word of God. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. We need to, God's Word, it needs to dominate our thinking, not other thoughts. We need to constantly be in the Word of God. In Philippians 4:8, finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. The Word of God is like a mirror that shows our spiritual self, our inner man, which we could not see otherwise. The Word of God reveals to us our sin. It shows us the way where we have missed the mark. In Romans 12:2, it says, "And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable, perfect will of God." I'm going to just move on to just share a personal testimony, just being very vulnerable with you. I got saved at the age of 29. It was just such an amazing conversion. I was in love with Jesus. I was on fire. I wanted to tell everybody about Jesus. I wanted to tell the world how much Jesus loved them. But I had some wrong core beliefs on the inside of me. I had wrong thinking going on in my head. I didn't get the discipleship that I needed at church. As a child, I grew up in a very dysfunctional home. I was abused physically, mentally. I ran away from home. I was bullied at school. I mean, I had an awful childhood. And I'm sure a lot of us, you know, we don't always have great childhoods. And it takes a while to, you know, even when you get saved, it takes a while to come through what you've endured. It was so bad for me, so traumatic, that when I got saved, I had no memory of it. It had been so traumatic for me that I blocked it out. And gradually, God just brought, not everything, as Pastor Victor was saying, you know, the past is in the past. Forget what is behind. Strain towards what is ahead. But slowly, there were some things that were coming up. As I said, I didn't get discipleship. I really wasn't getting in the Word. I didn't really understand what was going on in my head. I mean, I had thoughts coming in, negative thoughts, fear-based thoughts. It got so bad that it bound me to such a point that I couldn't even go out. I remember going to Tesco's one day and it was like I couldn't bear to be there. I was so bound. I was in a flat. I was enduring these huge spiders. I had tape around my bed. Actually, recalling this now, it's just, I'm a completely different person to now. But I was fearful of spiders. I was fearful of this, fearful of that. And the biggest thing that I had to try to come through was a wrong thought about myself. Because I'd been abused, I thought I was ugly. The devil had a field day with me. I was tormented in my mind. It was more than a storm. I felt like I was going through a hurricane. I mean, it was bad. I mean, I just, whatever we go through, God will bring us through. But we need to go to him. And I went to him, even with my lack of understanding. I went to God and I was crying out to him. And I can't entirely remember how it happened now, but someone gave me the book, Steps to Freedom in Christ, Dr. Neil T. Anderson. Gave me that book. I started reading that book. I started praying those prayers. And then I actually went on a course. I went to attend it. Now, normally that's for groups, but somehow, you know, God will make a way. When you want him enough, when you want to be free, when you want things to change, he will make a way. And he made a way for me to go there. And 2 weeks before, I got the healing and deliverance I needed. But the change happened when I started on purpose. I would look in the mirror and all I saw was ugly. But you know what? I started speaking out what God said about me. And we need to change our mind because, you know, I'm not ugly. I'm beautiful. I'm a beautiful child of God. I am who you say I am. We've been singing it. I am who you say I am. We look at ourselves and we can think negative. I know for me it was quite extreme, but we can think such negative feelings about ourselves. We have to grab hold of the word of God. And, you know, and so I changed because on purpose I would say to myself who God said I was. The fear, the anxiety, the worry, I mean, I was a mess. When I look back at this little book I had, you know, we can look at certain scriptures. These are the ones I'm meditating on. Every scripture, I look back now and I just, wow, God, you brought me through so much. Every scripture was all about worry, fear, and anxiety. Every scripture that I was, because that is what I was dealing with. And yet in the word of God, he says, do not. It's actually a command. Do not worry. Do not be anxious and do not be fearful. So on one occasion, just a little bit more of a testimony how God's been using me since what he brought me through. I was at a church and I just sensed the Holy Spirit wanted me to share about this negative feeling that I was having about myself, specifically about being ugly. I shared it. I was obedient. I went up. I shared it. Two rows of women came forward for prayer because they all felt the same. One woman was crying. We have to, you know, we take the word of God and we have to come against what is coming at us. We really do. So moving on to 2 Corinthians 10, 3-6. For though we walked in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. And being ready to punish your disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Just another example of, you know, when you allow thoughts to dominate, it can get very bad. I have a friend, I don't really see her that much now, but she was in the church that I was going to. She was in and out of a psychiatric ward. In and out of a psychiatric ward. So even with what, so God had brought me through what he brought me through, and she shared with me, it was anxiety. It was anxiety that caused her to be there. So my friend and I, we would spend time with her. I had such a, you know, I think because I've come through so much, God is using me and putting on my heart because I want to see people free. And she, so it was anxiety. So I would use the word of God. It was together with another friend. The book, Battlefield of the Mind, Joyce Meyer. The battlefield is in the mind. It is. That is where it is. That's where it starts. That's where it's all going on. And so We came alongside her. We prayed with her. You know, you can't think for someone else, but you can pray for them. You can try and lead them in the right direction. We spent time with her. She struggled a bit at first, but eventually she became free. Eventually, she got discharged from this psychiatric ward. She went back to getting a job. She later married. She later had a child. I think her child is about 12 now, a girl. The word of God, the anointing of the Holy Spirit is on the word of God. And when we take that word and we apply it, and when we speak it, we were singing about from our mouths. When we open up our mouths, we have to speak it out. We must. Jesus wants us to be free. He came to give us that abundant life. Sorry, just trying to flick the page over. So we need to see, from what I've been sharing, how important it is to get in the Word. It's easy to get very busy with our lives. Sometimes it's very easy to neglect the Word. But the Word of God, we need the Word. Jesus is the Word. So we need to get it into our minds. And then it will come down into our hearts. And as Pastor Victor was sharing last week, for me now, if the devil tries to get me fearful about something, immediately it's coming out, no, you haven't given me a spirit of fear and timidity, but a love, power, and a sound mind. When anxiety, there can be things, I've got something right now, you know, but it's a choice. We can choose this way, which is bondage, which is death, or we can choose life. We can choose the word of God. So I'll take something. I don't worry about things. I'm not fearful, but anxiety, sometimes a little. There could be something you think, oh my goodness, I don't know how this is going to work out. But I do what I can practically, and then I give it to God. Let go and let God deal with the situation. I found that I think it's easier to more and more let go of things when we've built up that trust that we know who God is as our Father, when we have that intimacy with Jesus, when we're spending time in His presence, when we spend time with Him, and it builds up that trust. That we can trust Him. If we don't know Him, it's like, I don't know, say like for a married couple, you build up that relationship, that trust with one another. It's the same with God. We need to get to know Him as our Father. We need to get to know Jesus. I mean, for me, initially, I mean, even the word Father just didn't think of God as a particularly loving God because of my experience. But we have to get to know who God is. He is a loving Father. I even had someone say sometime, I don't know, it was a Christian, why is God so mean? Why is God this? Why is God that? He's not mean. He's loving. He's loving. For God so loved the world, yeah? He's loving. He's not mean. He loves us. His nature is to love. And He wants to work in our lives. You know, Jesus, as I was saying, you know, He came to give us abundant life. He wants us to be free. That it was for freedom that Christ has set us free. We don't need to be in bondage, but we have to take hold of what we've been given. You know, we have the Holy Spirit on the inside of us. That same power that raised Christ from the dead, we are in our minds. We can't wrap our heads around that, but it's the same power that raised Jesus from the dead on the inside of us. We've got the Word of God. Jesus is the Word. And when we've got the Word and the Spirit, when they come together, you know, that is what we need. We've been given that. Jesus Jesus has already done everything he is going to do about the devil, about Satan. He has defeated him. He's defeated him. He's defeated him, and we are to enforce his defeat. But we need to rise up. We need to take hold of the word. We can't neglect it, because everything in there is what we need. Whether it is about, you know, like I was saying, the worry, anxiety, fear, but it could be hot attitudes. It could be that we're judging, but God says, don't judge. He is the one that will judge. When we hold on to someone's wronged us, and I don't know, we're holding on to that unforgiveness. But it says in the word, forgive. So we need to be obedient to the word of God. And that word has been coming up more and more and more, obedience. Are we going to be disobedient, or are we going to be obedient to what God is saying? It is time to take his word at, you know, to believe. Jesus said, I forget where it, but there was a few places where it said, only believe. Are we going with the word of God and believing that? Or are we just going with what's already going on in our heads and in our hearts? Because that way doesn't lead to life. It doesn't lead to freedom. As we are changed to become more like Christ, we will shine ever brighter in the darkness around us. We cannot be salt and light and be different to the world if our thinking is like the world. In the world, people are, you know, at wars. They get fearful. There's so many different things that can be going on that cause fear, anxiety, worry, all sorts of negative feelings. But we are called to be different. We are called to be different. We've been set apart. We've been chosen by God. Chosen by him to carry his glory. We've got treasure in jars of clay. We need to, but we need to choose. It's a choice. It's a choice. It's very easy to go down one route, but okay, are we going to just not trust in what we're feeling, what we're thinking, but are we going to go and just stand on the word? We need to stand on the word of God. So, I challenge us all. Are we getting our thinking in line with the word of God? Are we being obedient to the word of God? There can be all sorts of things. I believe the Holy Spirit, even right now, the anointing of the Holy Spirit is speaking to you. There could be all sorts of things, bad habits. I know about bad habits. I used to smoke. I did. I started just before I got saved, and it took 3 years. Bad habits, drinking. I used to drink to drown the pain that I had going on. Bad habits, wrong beliefs, emotional problems. But as I said, it's a choice. You have to choose. And it's a conscious effort. You have to like, okay, no, I'm just going to stand on your word. I am going to stand on your word. You know, because the word of God really will set you free. It will set you free from sickness. In America, I came down with COVID in the July after it came out. I had every symptom going. I was so sick. I was laid in bed for about 2 days. I could hardly move. I mean, I don't think I've ever been more sick in all my life. And I was so ill. I couldn't even speak. I was just ill. I remember about day 3 or 4, I got out of bed and I knew that Jesus is my healer. I mean, his healing power has manifested many a time on the inside. And, you know, and I've known the healing that can come because by his stripes we are healed. I got scriptures out. I forced myself to speak the word. And as I went down, in fact, I had shortness of breath. I could hardly speak, but I forced myself to speak the word of God. And I knew in my heart I believed it. But as I spoke it, about partway down, I was reading these scriptures out, and suddenly there was a release. Suddenly, that shortness of breath lifted off me. Suddenly, I could speak properly. And I was so like, I mean, I shouldn't be surprised because God can do it. He can do anything. Nothing's impossible. But we have to dare to believe. So it lifted off me. And I could, and from that moment, I started to recover. God moved. You know, it could be that maybe you have got some health issue. I remember, I can't remember which book it was now, but it was saying about the spiritual war. It's the report of the world versus the report of the Lord, you know. It's like, yes, okay, but we can't deny what's going on in the natural, but actually faith is the evidence of things not seen, isn't it? So when we speak the word, it can change things. It can change things and bring healing and wholeness. Amen? Amen? Amen. So I encourage you and me, because I need to get into the word more and more. We all do. So I encourage us to get into the word of God. Read it out loud, get it into our minds, in your heart, and coming out of your mouth. To take every thought captive and make it obedient to Christ. My last scripture, and I really, really pray that this is the scripture where often the last part is said, but actually we need to grab hold of it. In John 8, 31 to 32, then Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, if you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Often I sort of hear, oh, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. You know, but we need to abide in the word. Abide in the word, stay, remain, constantly meditating on the word of God. Amen? 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 Amen. So if you are in this place and you are, maybe it's worry, then it's replacing the thoughts. It's not removing it. I did that. It doesn't work. It's like, oh, I just take authority over that. You know, yeah, we take it captive, but like just trying to remove it, it's replacing. So if you're worried, then the scripture, Matthew 6, 25, do not worry about your life. You know, I'm not going to read the whole scripture, but there's one and there's many about do not worry. Anxiety, replace it with Philippians 4, 6, be anxious for nothing. Fear. Replace it. Meditate on 2 Timothy 1:7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. Whatever you have going on in your lives, there is a scripture to grab hold of to replace what is going on in your minds. Well, if there's a stronghold, it can be pulled down in Jesus' name. The name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. When you speak it, you can pull it down. I mean, I've had some strongholds pulled down. What he did for me, he can do for you. Whatever is going on, whether it's emotional, depression, No, there is joy in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Joy. We've been saved. We've been saved. We're children of God. Hope. If you feel like there's no hope, I preached on that as well about hope. We have hope. Hope in Jesus. He is our living hope. And whatever comes against you, Jesus says that he will never leave us nor forsake us. Every situation, anything that's going on, he's with us. He will bring us through. But we need to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, not on the problem, not on what the situation is. Even if the situation's so extreme, no, fix your eyes on Jesus. He will bring you through. Amen? He will bring you through. Whatever is going on, we are not defeated. We were singing in that song that we are seated with Christ in heavenly places. Spiritually, positionally, we are with him. And because Jesus overcame the world, in him we are overcomers. We are. He leads us in victory. And we do have authority over the enemy. We have that authority that when Jesus has given us all authority. He's given the church all authority. But we have to exercise it. If we don't open up our mouths, we have to speak it. Speak the word. Pray the word. We're going back to the word, and I'm really aware I keep saying the word, but I am passionate about people being free, set free, and freedom comes. It's the word of God and the Holy Spirit on the inside, working together. Amen. Amen. I just sort of sense I've come to the, I'm really aware it's a little bit early still, but I just want to not ask people forward, but just to stand where you are and for me to just pray. Amen. Yes, thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, that you are the Word. That you are the Word that became flesh and dwelt among us. That your Word is living and powerful, sharper than a two-edged sword. I thank you, Jesus, that it was for freedom that you have set us free. That you want us to abide in your Word, and that your Word will set us free. Oh, Lord God, I pray for fresh anointing. I pray for the anointing of the Holy Spirit. I pray, as was prayed earlier, that yokes would be broken. Strongholds would be pulled down. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. The name that is above every name. The strongholds be broken. Chains be broken in Jesus' name. We are free in Jesus' name. I pray for each one of you that whatever you are going through, that faith will arise on the inside of you, hope will arise on the inside of you, that you will know that Jesus will never leave you nor forsake you. In whatever situation it is, even if it seems hopeless, even if it seems, oh, Lord God, you're just crying out to him right now. Whatever it is, he will never leave you. He has promised that. He won't leave you. And that you can experience more and more freedom as you come to his word, as you come into his presence. He wants you to be in his presence. That's where we belong. That's where we're strong, in his presence, where the anointing comes of the Holy Spirit. So I pray for each one of you that anything that's not of God in your minds, in your emotions, your heart, your soul, I break it in Jesus' name. I break it in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, that you are working in people's lives. I thank you that you are working in us as a people, in the Kingdom Faith Crawley congregation, that we are carriers of your glory, that you want to advance the kingdom of God through us. And I pray that we will be vessels for you, for your power, for your love to flow through us, that we're not going to be caught up and entangled with the affairs of this life, that we're not going to be caught up and entangled in things that we can let go of and give to you. Lord, in your word, you say, seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given unto you. Oh, Lord, I pray for each one and me that we will keep our eyes fixed on you, Jesus. That we will keep our eyes fixed on you above the storms of life, above whatever is going on in our lives. That we will set our mind on things above. Oh, Lord, that we will rise up in this hour. That we will rise up as warriors, Lord, in your army, that we will rise up in this hour, Lord. We will not be held back. We will not be hindered by the devil. No, we are free in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources from Kingdom Faith and our other audio and video podcasts, please visit www.kingdomfaith.com.